The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
More than 4,400 fines were issued to motorists by Gardaí for parking on footpaths last year. The Dublin Metropolitan Region North had the highest number, with over 1,170 fixed penalty notices issued. These figures have been obtained from the Minister for Justice through a Sinn Féin parliamentary question. So our reporter Josh Crosby has been speaking to those who want greater enforcement and to those who are calling for a more localised approach.
I think we could even call it antisocial behaviour, antisocial parking, because people are kind of forced. Do I park on the road and potentially block vehicular traffic, or do I park on a footpath and maybe don't realise you're blocking pedestrians, people in wheelchairs, parents with prams, people with visibility issues, and you're causing a much bigger issue to them, but you might not realise it.
We have a real problem in Ireland that all of our laws are sort of one-size-fits-all. And we don't live in a one-size-fits-all world. We don't live in a one-size-fits-all series of housing estates. And therefore, laws should reflect the reality and deal with situations. And that's all I'm trying to do. I do fully accept people in wheelchairs, people wheeling buggies, people with disabilities have to have a right to walk safely on our footpaths. But I also want to see a living city, a city that caters for people living within those cities. So with goodwill, I think we can find a solution. It's the goodwill that sometimes is missing from these debates.
That's a massive issue for people with disabilities, for particularly our mobility impaired community. You're constantly coming across cars parked on footpaths. It's just a major, major problem for us. There's whole swathes of the city now where wheelchair users, people with mobility issues, just won't go because they know that, you know, there's going to be barriers there. There's going to be cars sitting on footpaths. Just enough space for an able-bodied person to walk by, but if you're in your wheelchair, impossible.
For many, it may seem acceptable to pull two wheels up on a curb so access can remain on the road. But this can create challenges for those who rely on a clear footpath.
Bernard Mulvaney and I'm a co-founder of the Access for All Ireland campaign. Well, if you've got someone with you, you're very lucky. Like, I mean, when you have access to free footpaths, okay, you can go anywhere and do anything. But when there's a car parked on the footpath, you now have to look, how am I going to either cross the road or I'm going to go on the road? So you're going to have to do what you're going to have to do. So you're going to go on the road. You're going to have to deal with traffic. You're going to have to deal with trucks, lorries, buses, whatever that may be. Hope that they see you and don't take you out of it. The other issue is then you have to find a drop curve further on down the road so you can get back on the opposite side footpath or the footpath you were on. But I mean, there's areas in Dublin where the whole footpath, it's just one long line of continuous cars parked. We've had all the excuses put to us, you know, we have nowhere to park, we don't have driveways in our homes. And while, yeah, we're sort of empathetic to that, but it's at a cost. And the cost is the independence of that person with the mobility issue. That's the cost. And why should they be put in jeopardy, or why should they be confined to their house due to the fact that, you know, you can't park your car outside your front door?
With almost 4,500 fines issued for parking on footpaths by the Gardaí last year, it's evident that many drivers will take the chance. And Dublin Labour councillor Dermot Lacey says some residents have very limited options.
In a lot of housing estates that were built, say, in the 50s and the early 60s, the roads are narrow. In a lot of the sort of earlier estates built long time ago, again, the roads are quite narrow. And residents have very often reached agreement locally that, you know, on one side of the road they will park in the footpath, and on the other side people park, if you want, normally on the road. That can work if there is a local agreement, but there has to be that local agreement for it to work. I mean, because this is a conflict between the rights, and they are rights, of people to walk the streets safely and to walk the footpath safely, and the reality of the physical building of estates that don't allow for both sides parking. I'm personally in favour of trying to find a way where each local authority can, in certain cases, in restricted cases, develop policies that recognise the reality of the rights and the physical layout of an estate.
How do you find the solution there? Because the people who are carrying, issuing out the fines, how do they approach a situation like this?
Well, obviously the people who are charged with enforcing the law have to enforce the law. Nobody's suggesting that this should be widespread, but I think the facility to allow local authorities to deal with reality should be introduced.
So whether it's local bylaws or arrangements that work for all, communities living in areas with sparse parking space are calling for clarity. Gary Marshall from the Dublin Commuter Coalition says there needs to be changes made so vulnerable road users are not impacted.
Car manufacturers are pushing bigger and more luxurious cars on people, and no one's really thinking about, where am I going to park this thing? Because it's too big. You know, I can't get in my driveway. A lot of households have 2 and 3 cars now.
Are we seeing more of this in cities? Like, is this something that we see everywhere? Like, does it come down to attitude and driving behaviour or the actual road layout and the location?
I think the enforcement probably drives the attitude. In our opinion, I know there's stats out about fines, but we think there's too much focus on cars that are parked in a legal space that's just there over the time they paid for, versus cars that are parked on a footpath, cars that are parked in loading bays and disability spots that are blocking people and they don't think about it. And maybe there needs to be more focus on that and attention to change the behaviour.
So for motorists, maybe they live in an area with a narrow street, they've parked 2 wheels up on the curb for years. What's the solution?
Mainly there's no easy solution right away. So I think it's important before people get into their camps and start fighting with each other, that people come together and say what's best for motorists, for pedestrians, and consider the impact on more vulnerable road users. For example, I think if there's really no compromise between blocking the road or blocking the path, consider taking out a lane of traffic. Like, maybe some small suburbs could be one way and dedicate more of the road space for parked cars, so people have the convenience of parking outside their house, but you're not disturbing people who need the footpath as well.
Some homeowners have parked up on the footpath outside their house for decades. It can sometimes be the only way to keep a passage on the road. But there are also busy tradespeople who feel the need to park wherever they can. Nick says he's constantly being fined.
Too many times, yeah, especially with loading bays. All the time. Many places where, like today, I'm parked here. 3 weeks ago, it was no parking zone. A month before that, you could have parked here and paid.
When was the last time you got fined?
Well, today.
You got fined today?
Today, yeah. Yeah.
For parking in a loading bay?
In a loading bay, yeah, because there's no other parking nearby, so you had to park. I can't ply my trade in half an hour or 20 minutes, whatever is the allocated time. You know, 60 euro is 60 euro. The company has to pick it up, you know, at the end of the day.
Even though you know there could be a possible fine, you have to park nearby because your tools and your materials are in the van.
Well, you can park 3 miles away or you go to an exorbitantly expensive car park, which is, again, not convenient because I'm working in shops and pubs and bars and so forth, so I've got to park nearby. I've tools to transfer in and out, so like it's an ongoing issue. Never mind clamping, that's even worse. So
do you ever find yourself parking up on a footpath, maybe pulling maybe 2 wheels up?
Yeah, I've done that before and I got clamped. Yes, and that was a 15-minute stay, like, you know.
Some people argue then, look, you need to think of the pedestrian or maybe someone who's not as mobile and they need the footpath.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. Often enough, vehicles who do climb the curb, and they won't do it on a narrow path. I know I personally wouldn't. You got to think about also disabled people. They need access, fair enough, but nothing's there. I don't think the city is actually, for the amount of volume of traffic that's happening, they're not thinking about the person who's actually working.
So you got slapped with a fine today. Will that change your driving behaviour? Will you look for a car park further away the next time?
No, because time is of an essence for me as well, because I've got to be in and out. At the end of the day, it builds on the anxiety.
Nick will continue parking in whatever spots he can get, but how often are motorists receiving parking fines? And are they aware of the rules around footpaths?
Here in Ireland, there was a sign in Irish, and I don't speak Irish, and I didn't realise that you can't park there.
Did you try appeal your case saying that you couldn't understand the language?
No, I didn't bother, no.
120 euro, and if I used a credit card, it was 128 euro or something like that. So I said, I'll pay you in cash.
Did you ever find yourself maybe on a narrow street putting 2 wheels up on the curb?
I did, and I still remember it was the year my sister died. And I was parked outside the hospital and I got away with it.
You got away with it?
I got away with it, yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So have you ever got a parking fine?
Yes.
Why, you parked in the wrong place? Were you overstayed your welcome? Or?
Yeah, I didn't see the sign. I was 60 euro and I was only there for 10 minutes.
You didn't try appeal it or anything?
Yeah, I did, but unsuccessful with a capital U.
Do you ever find yourself maybe parking up on a curb, 2 wheels up on a footpath?
I would. I probably wouldn't chance it in Dublin as much, but down the country, 1,000%.
Would you be aware that that's illegal as well?
Yeah, probably, but I suppose when you're kind of looking at other people doing it, maybe it makes it a little bit more acceptable in my head.
I have, yes, I've got clamped, yes, yeah, yeah. I actually live in town and have a residence permit, and sometimes you can't get spaces there. So I park near and I got clamped there. Yeah,
and
yeah,
because some of the city streets are narrow, do you ever find yourself having to park up on the footpath, like two wheels?
No. No, I don't personally, not where I live, so, yeah.
Would you be aware that that is illegal, parking up on a footpath?
Yes.
I did, actually. My poor old father was in hospital and he was on the way out, actually. And I parked outside my own house, just around a corner that I didn't have the home parking disc for. And what happened? But they literally, like 10 metres around the corner, they clamped me. And I wrote to them and said, look, it was on compassionate grounds, all that. They weren't interested. I wrote to the TD. Didn't matter. They are very eager to take your money.
So for those campaigning for greater access for all and the local representatives who say they want to find a balance, what is the solution?
In the Republic of Ireland, it's illegal to park on footpaths. You know, there's no two ways about it. It's one of those laws that it's not really enforced. It is sometimes. If it becomes a big issue in an area, it'll become a thing. There's education around it as well. So you have to sort of educate people too that this is a big problem and it causes huge issues for those that need that access. Because I'm the father of a child in a wheelchair who's often come back to the house and said, I can't go down there, Dad, because there's barriers there. The barriers are cars parked on footpaths. You know, if you're not responsible in how you park your vehicle, how you conduct yourself around the city, up on footpaths and all that kind of stuff, you're creating barriers for people with disabilities. You are disabling people. That's the problem, not them.
In a sense, would you be urging those issuing the fines to show a bit of discretion?
I think they should show common sense, but I do respect their role. They have to comply with the law. But I mean, there are cases where I know on some of the roads where, for example, there are very high levels of parking enforcement, there's a lack of clarity about the road signs, let me put it that way. So if we're going to enforce the law, well then there needs to be clarity to the motorists. I think the national politicians need to devise laws that enable local authorities at a local level to devise laws and bylaws that are appropriate to their areas. But everything in Ireland is decided at national level, at central level, when we would be far better off allowing each local authority to determine how things work best in their area.
And that report from Josh Crosby at News.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.